The Holy Gospel for this day is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy to you all from God our Heavenly Father and from his dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the traditions that I like to do during this Easter season, particularly to incorporate that in the midst of the sermon, is to use the phrase for Easter just to see if you're still awake. So when you hear the phrase, "The Lord is risen."
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you. That's a lot better than when you started off this morning. And I want to hear that same enthusiasm when you hear the key phrase words. Think of the largest high definition billboard in the world. Now, some of you who are football fans may think it is Dallas Stadium. It's big, but it's not the biggest. Some of you may think of maybe it's another football stadium. Nope, not that one either. It is in Times Square. It is the world's largest billboard that now exists in the middle of New York City that, unlike any other, spans an entire city block. In order to truly see the impact, you have to walk around the whole block. It can be seen in the middle of the day with the sun shining or at night. The lights light so bright that you cannot miss its message. Advertisers are promised that more than 2 million people will be able to see your message on any given day and can be seen multiple times during the course of a week. Times Square itself is called the crossroads of the world. More than 460,000 people visit this tourist Mecca every day. and more than 500,000 vehicles pass through the area every week. If you really wanted to send a message that you wanted the world to see, this would be the place where you would get the most maximum for your buck. People from all over America, in fact, ABC uses it to advertise its morning show, Good Morning America. Others who see it during the day as well as during other significant times, newsworthy, will see it crawling with events of the day, things that we need to be made aware of to share with us the news that is to our importance. It is a place in which the world is viewing our message, in which we can communicate anything that we would like to share, not only with the country, but with the whole entire world. On this day, Easter Sunday, Martin Luther was said in 1532 these words, "Christ is risen from the dead. He should be blazoned and inscribed with letters so large that just one letter would be as large as a steeple. Yes, as heaven and earth, so that we would see and hear and know and think of nothing except Jesus Christ, who was risen from the dead." The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I'm sure Martin Luther, when he gave us his thesis that he put on the Wittenberg door, could not even imagine a high definition sign, billboard, to communicate his thesis. In fact, I'm sure he would be mind blown to think of something that large could be witnessed by so many people. I mean, he was using in Wittenberg the largest thing that he could think of to communicate his message. But Times Square, billboard, is a place in which we could advertise the gospel and be effective to share the message to the whole world. God tells us to use whatever means that is at our disposal to share this message. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So many times we find ourselves, rather than shouting from the rooftops or putting up flyers or banners, we tend to be silent about this very special day. Today we celebrate the fact that Eden, the paradise of God, has been recreated and made new again in our lives. Adam and Eve, who brought sin into the world with their web of deceit and their lies, with sin came our most cruel enemy, death. With death came the destruction of everything that was perfect and good. Eden was destroyed, and life as we knew it came to an end, and every living plant creature was subject to death and destruction. Our own little paradise has been destroyed with our personal web of deceit and lies. Death has entered our lives, our families, our community, our worlds. Everywhere we turn, we find sin and the fear of death in all that is around us. No human being can escape it. It is the enemy we most face all the time. Thanks to Adam and Eve, paradise has been lost forever. But the blame rests squarely on us as well. For we also continue, because of sin, find ourselves with our own fault, with our own sinful nature, and our most gravest fault in what we do in being disobedient to God. Yes, death came into the world by man, but we also know that as Christ experienced the nails on the cross, the message of our advertising is death no longer rules, for Christ lives. He is our salvation. For the Lord has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We are now the walking dead because of Christ, as was announced by the angel to the women at the tomb, that today shows us that death has no power over us. As he announced, he's not here. He is risen. The crucified Christ has more than paid the price for our selfish sin. The resurrection of Christ is our guaranteed and the deposit paid for our lives, that we too, at God's appropriate time and place, will experience our own resurrection. All those who have been baptized in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ have put on Christ. We have been given the new foundation and the gift of faith. We have certain hope that because of Christ's resurrection, we too shall be raised from the dead. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The prophet Hosea predicted long ago that we will all come to pass, as it was, as he predicted in the text. After 2 days, he will receive us, and on the third day, he will be raised up from the dead, that we may know of his power and his glory forever and more. That's the guarantee for our future. Eternal death has been destroyed. We will be raised from our physical death. Paradise has now been restored for us, ready and waiting for our entry at some point, at some time, because of Christ Jesus. In the meantime, Almighty God has created his own high definition light and billboard to proclaim to the world, the Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Guess what? It's not just confined to Times Square. It is everywhere. It is in all places. It is every opportunity that we have to share the good news. You ever made a phone call to tell somebody some good news? Today is the day in which you need to call that person and to tell them the good news. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We are his voices. We are his proclamation. It is our task who know and have been redeemed by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to go to all places, to use all means to share this good news, and to proclaim to the whole world what Christ has done for us. It spans from the east to the west, from the north and to the south, to far from your communities, to all places around the world. You are the light of Christ. You are that banner, that billboard. All of God's people, wherever you live and wherever you exist, are now little Christ shining your lights about his great resurrection from the dead. Almighty God sends his message day by day, night by night, every day of the year, through us and by the means in which he gives to us. We do that in our messages, in through our church body as we witness and share the good news through print, through media, through missionaries, through evangelists, through all that God gives to us to share the good news to the dark world that the Lord is risen. Yes, he is our Lord and Savior. He has told us to light up this dark world. It is far brighter than any billboard that we may witness or see. For Christ is the light of the world, a light that will never be quenched, a light that breaks through all darkness to show us his miraculous light. Most importantly, today is light. This light is for you. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen from the dead. He is the first fruits for all who have fallen asleep. Adam's death has no mystery over us anymore. Christ's resurrection reigns supreme. He is the light of the world. He now lives his life and shines that light through all of us. Today and always, we will see and hear and know of his miraculous light to the world. Nothing should stop us to share that message in all that we do. May our God empower us, bless us, lead us, and help us to be his billboard and his light to the whole world that still lives in darkness and need to feel his presence. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen.